Hey, good morning. Don't be alarmed. It's just me, John Shanahan. I know you were expecting Ron to get up with you at 3 o'clock in the morning to pee, but looks like he might be sleeping through the night. Lucky guy. But I had to get up and pee, so I figured I'd come check you out and see how you're doing. I mean, because it is 3 o'clock in the morning, and hey, we're both awake, so we might as well, talk for a couple of minutes. I have this problem where when I wake up to pee, and I do now because, I'm getting on in years, trying to get back to sleep, that can be a tricky thing. Because what happens to me, and let me know if this happens to you, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, I'll have like one thing start repeating in my head, like a song lyric, and it's never like a good song. I watched my kid in a production of Mamma Mia the other night, and now it's all just ABBA lyrics in my head, and I'm confused at how I've retained this many ABBA lyrics. Things like Waterloo and I do, it's just terrible. And you would think that I'd be able to free up some of that brain space for something else, but no, apparently the ABBA lyrics have been just sitting there for years. And now I get up, and then I try to lay down, and it's like a bad jukebox in my head over and over again. Does this happen to you? I hope it doesn't happen to you. And God, you know what? Oh, now I'm such an idiot. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put ABBA lyrics into your head. And now you're going to be singing, like, Knowing Me, Knowing You. Ooh, God, that one just won't go away. And I apologize. I'm really sorry. This probably is not what you woke up for, and that's my bad, but the good news is maybe you're one of those people who just goes right back to sleep. Like maybe when you get up to pee, it's actually kind of like this zombie sleepwalk thing. Like you don't even really know you're going. You know you're up, but you're just kind of on autopilot. You go and you aim and you sit. I'm not assuming how you choose to pee. I mean, you can pee however you like. I'm a stander myself, And then you just kind of get back to the bed. You're on the way back to the bed. You're thinking, did I flush? Should I flush? Because I don't want to wake anybody up. Because it's only me who's awake at 3 o'clock in the morning to pee. Maybe your spouse is still out cold. Maybe they're one of those people. Like me, I married a little bit younger. Not a lot. Like, not creepy younger, but a little bit younger. So she's still sleeping through the night, pretty much. So you're not sure if you want to flush or not. But you're still on autopilot. And you're just kind of cruising back to bed. And hoping to God that ABBA lyrics don't get stuck in your head like they do for me. But if they do, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's what I have found works really well. The movie Xanadu. Do you remember this one? Olivia Newton-John, Michael Swan, right in the middle of the whole roller disco thing. There's a fantastic musical number that involves the Tubes for another great 70s band. I have found that the theme song to Xanadu can effectively eradicate any other earworm that gets stuck in your head. So if you happen to get stuck with some ABBA stuff in your head, and again, I apologize, because honestly, that's on me. Just think about the Xanadu theme. And if if you haven't seen it in a while and you're awake and you can't get back to sleep, I'm sure it's streaming somewhere. You could put on Xanadu and then you're all set. All your problems will be solved. But at that point, there's probably no point in going back to sleep anyway, because the day's about to start, sun's going to come up, and, all this just because we had to pee. All right, well, I'm going to try to lay back down. I hope you can get back to sleep. It was good talking to you.